Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. We're wrapping up July with a focus on building real wealth through cash flow. This month, we've covered optimization strategies from reducing expenses to the Burr method. Today, I want to talk about a specific goal many investors have, building a portfolio that generates $10,000 per month in cash flow. $10,000 per month is a meaningful milestone. It's enough to replace most people's income, achieve financial independence, and change your life. But how do you actually get there? How many properties? What kind? How much capital? How long does it take? Today, I'm breaking down exactly what it takes to build a portfolio generating $10,000 per month in cash flow. We'll cover the math, different portfolio strategies, capital requirements, realistic timelines, and the systems you need. The math behind $10K per month. $10,000 per month equals $120,000 per year in cash flow. To understand what it takes, we work backwards from cash on cash return, your annual cash flow divided by total cash invested. A realistic cash-on-cash return for rental properties is typically 6 to 12%. Let's use 8% as a conservative estimate. If you want $120,000 annually at 8% cash-on-cash return, you need $1.5 million in total capital deployed. $120,000 divided by 0.08 equals $1.5 million. That's your target. You don't need it all today. You build to it over time through acquisition, refinancing, and reinvestment. Strategy 1, the single-family portfolio. Let's say each single-family rental generates $300 monthly in cash flow after all expenses and debt service. To reach $10,000 per month, you need approximately 33 properties. If each requires $45,000 in cash, including down payment, closing costs, and reserves, you need approximately $1.5 million total. Advantages. Single-family homes are easier to finance, manage, and sell individually. Disadvantages. Managing 33 properties is operationally intensive. You'll likely need professional property management. Strategy 2, the small multifamily portfolio. Let's say each small multifamily property, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, generates $800 monthly. To reach $10,000 per month, you need approximately 12 to 13 properties. If each requires $120,000 in cash, you need approximately $1.5 million total. Advantages. Fewer properties to manage while achieving the same cash flow. Disadvantages. Small multifamily can be harder to find and more expensive per unit than single family. Strategy 3. The larger multifamily portfolio. Let's say you acquire two larger properties, one 40-unit and one 60-unit, totaling 100 units. If each unit generates $100 monthly after all expenses and debt service, 100 units generates $10,000 per month. If you need $15,000 per unit in cash, you need $1.5 million total. Advantages. Operational efficiency. Two properties are much easier to manage than 33. Disadvantages. Larger properties require more capital per acquisition, sophisticated financing, and more experience. Which strategy is right? The right strategy depends on your capital, experience, risk tolerance, and operational capacity. Limited capital and building gradually? Single family or small multifamily? Significant capital and want efficiency? Larger multifamily. Many investors use a hybrid approach, starting small to build experience and capital, then transitioning to larger properties. At CREI Partners, we focus on larger multifamily for the best combination of cash flow, efficiency, and scalability. Capital requirements and financing. How do you acquire $1.5 million to deploy? Option 1. Save and deploy over time. Save aggressively and deploy capital over time. If you save and invest $100,000 per year, it takes 15 years to deploy $1.5 million. That's long, but your properties are appreciating and building equity during that time. After 10 to 15 years, you might have significantly more equity than cash deployed. Option 2. Use leverage aggressively. Use leverage more aggressively to acquire properties faster. Instead of 25% down, put 10 to 15% down using creative financing, seller financing, or portfolio loans. This lets you acquire more properties with less cash per property. Trade-off. Higher leverage means lower cash flow per property and higher risk if markets decline. Option 3. Refinance and reinvest. Use cash-out refinancing to pull equity from existing properties and reinvest it. Buy a property for $200,000 with 25% down. After 3 years, it's worth $250,000. Refinance at 75% loan-to-value and pull out $50,000 in cash. Use that to acquire another property. This accelerates portfolio growth by recycling equity. Trade-off. Refinancing increases debt and reduces cash flow on the refinanced property. Option 4. Partner or syndicate. Partner with other investors or syndicate deals. Instead of deploying $1.5 million of your own capital, raise capital from partners. This lets you acquire larger properties faster without needing all the capital yourself. Trade-off. You share cash flow and equity with partners or investors. Most successful investors use a combination of these strategies. Realistic timelines. How long does it take to build a portfolio generating $10,000 per month? Scenario 1. Starting with $100,000. Start with $100,000 and save $50,000 per year. You could deploy $1.5 million over 12 to 15 years. But your early properties are appreciating and building equity, which accelerates later acquisitions. Realistically, you might reach $10,000 per month in 10 to 12 years. Scenario 2. Starting with $500,000. Start with $500,000 and save $100,000 per year. You could deploy $1.5 million in 5 to 7 years. With appreciation and equity buildup, you might reach $10,000 per month in 5 to 6 years. Scenario 3. Starting with $1 million. Start with $1 million. You could deploy $1.5 million in 2 to 3 years. You might reach $10,000 per month in 3 to 4 years. Key insight. Building significant cash flow takes time. It's not get rich quick, but it's achievable with discipline, patience, and the right strategy. Systems you need. Once you're generating $10,000 per month, you need systems to manage that portfolio. System 1. Property management. At this level, you almost certainly need professional property management. Whether managing 30 single-family homes or two large multifamily properties, professional management is essential. Budget 3 to 10% of gross rents for property management. System 2. Financial tracking. You need robust financial tracking systems. Use property management software that integrates with accounting software like QuickBooks or AppFolio. Track income, expenses, cash flow, and key metrics for each property monthly. System 3. Cash reserves. Maintain adequate cash reserves for vacancies, repairs, and capital expenditures. A good rule of thumb is 3 to 6 months of operating expenses per property, though this varies based on property age and condition. System 4. Tax planning. Work with a CPA who specializes in real estate to optimize your tax strategy. At this level of cash flow, tax planning becomes critical. Strategies like cost segregation, entity structuring, and depreciation optimization can save tens of thousands per year. System 5. Portfolio monitoring. Monitor your portfolio performance regularly. track occupancy, rent growth, expense ratios, and cash-on-cash returns. Identify underperforming properties and make adjustments. Common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Focusing only on acquisition. Many investors focus exclusively on acquiring more properties without optimizing existing ones. Optimize what you have before acquiring more. Increase rents, reduce expenses, improve management. Mistake 2. Over-leveraging. Using too much leverage to acquire properties faster can backfire if markets decline or you experience extended vacancy. Balance growth with financial stability. Mistake 3. Ignoring cash reserves. Operating without adequate reserves is a recipe for disaster. One major repair or extended vacancy can wipe out months of cash flow. Mistake 4. Poor property management. Trying to self-manage too many properties leads to burnout and poor performance. Invest in professional management when you reach scale. Mistake 5. Not planning for taxes. Failing to plan for taxes on your cash flow can significantly reduce your actual take-home income. Work with a CPA and implement tax-efficient strategies. Mistake 6. Buying in only one market. Concentrating all properties in one market increases risk. Diversify across multiple markets to reduce exposure to local economic downturns. Mistake 7. Chasing high cash flow without quality. Buying properties solely for high cash flow in declining markets can lead to depreciation, increased vacancy, and property deterioration. Balance cash flow with property quality and market fundamentals. Mistake 8. Not accounting for capital expenditures. Many investors calculate cash flow without properly accounting for capital expenditures, like roofs, HVAC systems, and major repairs. Budget 1-2% of property value annually for capital expenditures. Mistake 9. Ignoring tenant quality. Focusing on filling vacancies quickly without proper screening leads to problem tenants, evictions, and property damage. Implement thorough tenant screening processes. Mistake 10. Not having an exit strategy. Building a portfolio without considering how you'll eventually exit, whether through selling, refinancing, or passing to heirs, can create problems. Plan your exit strategy from the beginning. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 3 things. First, calculate your target. How much monthly cash flow do you want? Work backwards to determine how much capital you need to deploy. Second, choose your strategy. Based on your capital, experience, and goals, which portfolio strategy makes the most sense? Single family, small multifamily, or larger multifamily? Third, create your timeline. Based on your current capital and savings rate, how long will it realistically take to reach your goal? Write these down. Make them concrete. This becomes your roadmap. Final thoughts. Building a portfolio that generates $10,000 per month in cash flow is achievable, but it requires capital, time, and the right strategy. The math is straightforward. At an 8% cash-on-cash return, you need approximately $1.5 million deployed. You can get there through single-family, small multifamily, or larger multifamily strategies, or a combination. Build capital through saving, leverage, refinancing, or partnerships. Realistic timelines range from 5 to 15 years, depending on your starting capital and savings rate. Once you're there, you need systems for property management, financial tracking, reserves, tax planning, and portfolio monitoring. Avoid the common mistakes we discussed: over-leveraging, ignoring reserves, poor management, and not planning for taxes. Building significant cash flow takes time, but it's one of the most powerful wealth-building strategies available. Tomorrow, we're talking about balancing cash flow with equity growth in your portfolio, a critical consideration as you build wealth. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.